October 26, 2022. So watch for Pedro's show.
And then also, they got some of the so-called instrumental technique from Miles Davis.
I didn't quite understand.
Did you get to do some teaching or instrumental technique from Miles?
Well, there are things I learned from Miles. It's hard to put them into words, but there are things of the musician needs to know. And then you can hear it, although it's hard for me to put it into words, but on hearing it, I sometimes can try to bring it out in my voice. I learned quite a bit there.
I miss you in the quiet time of the morning dew. I miss you in the chilly down of the afternoon. I try and try to forget about you.
For Pedro Show, happy Wednesday, star of John Coltrane, talking to Kazuaki Sugimoto in Tokyo 1966 about what he learned from Miles Davis. And we had Try and Try, and you can probably hear her now because of the wonders of those Estonian software engineers and their Skype invention. I got Mr. Maya, welcome aboard once again, talk about the new record. So tell us
Thank
about
you.
It.
Tell you about it?
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. Okay. Well, it was recorded during deep fire season in California on one of the days there was a thunderstorm, and it was like deep COVID pandemic beginning of those days. Just felt very dramatic. But it was really cool to work with my friend Chris Daddio. Recorded it at his place in Oakland, Donut Time Audio. And it was just a dream come true to work with everyone that was on it. You know, Chris recording it. My friend Sivan played all the violin on it. And Chris and Sivan have a band that I love called Everyone is Dirty. And yeah, all my bandmates, you know, they just contributed so much. And my friend Idan played saxophone. And then Greg Saunier from Deerhoof, he mixed and mastered it, and I'm just so pleased with how it came out.
Okay, I want to play Tide Shifts.
decides to follow you. Yet, in that short moment where you doubled, it seems a twin flame and rolled away into the void.
Thank you. carte blanche. What carte blanche? So much cash. With demons. With the so much cash. She's a girl. With the red glove on. With the red glove on. She's the girl. With the red glove on. Love on.
inside my shoe. Rock inside my shoe. Looking forward, moving backwards. Seems that I sure have a knack for trying to see what's your point of view. Looking forward, moving backward. Rest assured, it's not for lack of trying.
Show that truck of music start off with Ty Schiss from Maya's new album. What's your album called?
Infinite Possible Futures.
Okay. Then we had the next installment of Ira Amu song cycle. This one's What's Going On? Question mark, like the Marvin Gaye tune without the James Jamerson bass. You know about that, right? He recorded it lying on his back. It's a great part, though. YouTube.com, mm-hmm. You can hear it isolated. It's incredible. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Then brand new from June Izawa, featuring Jag, buddy his, out of Tokyo. Another him. He's got his solo project. Brother June, man alone. Regana after that with All's Lost. Guide by Voices. Bob Pollard's got a new single. This is Queen F. Spaces. Sarah DeVachi after that with Hall of Mirrors. Sound of Cersei's with Arm of Golden Flame. That's part of a big song, sorry. Brian with the exclamation point. Ithaca Band. Rose. Eva Braun something from the old days. Some noise over there. Cállate. Screamers, old days, great band. This is from the, they did have a session of demos. You know, they thought records were over, so they'd only make videos. Eva, Braun. And Rubber O Cement from across the bay where you are, Maya. Yon Propulsion Setup. And then finally, Rock Inside My Shoe. And I think I played an earlier version before Greg Saunier mixed. He gave me that a few months ago. And so, do you like to talk about the songs?
Yeah, some of them. I mean, Rock Inside My Shoe is one that, you know, just that title is just, it's related to, like, you know, yeah, when you have a rock inside your shoe, it's like when you have a thought that just you can't get out of your head, it's kind of just stuck in there, and like you're trying to just walk and do your thing, but there's a little pebble, there's a little seed, and it's hard to shake sometimes.
Yeah, especially it's inside your shoe. You're probably going to have to take your fucking shoe off. But I'll tell you, there's a tangent to this, you know. It can be positive. Dustin Hoffman, you know, that Midnight Cowboy, that Ritzel Ratzel character, the way he walked, he says he got that technique from, yeah, having a rock in his shoe. So, pebble or some boulder. Now, what about try and try? Is that kind of a affirmation?
That's just a breakup song.
Oh, so it's kind of drama. Okay, I thought it was like affirmation, like a positive message.
I mean,
when do the titles come in your process of composing, Ms. Maya?
Where do the titles come? That's the hardest part for me.
Well, for me, like, I have to start with the title. Almost every guest I've had on the show, they always put on their titles last.
Yeah, interesting.
I need a focus. Yeah. I need an anchor point. That's why I do that.
That makes sense. Yeah, for me, it's definitely the hardest part is coming up with the title. I'm like, oh, I don't know what to call this. But your song titles are super cool and fun, so those are good anchor points. But yeah.
Because I want to bring everything to bear, to aid and abet the tune. So if I got to focus, you know what I mean? It's not just the bass. I'm going to have to come up with words and have collaborators.
Yeah.
What about tide shifts?
Tide shifts. I really like the bass line on it that my bandmate came up with.
That one's
about finally feeling good when you've had kind of a internal storm. And then one day you notice like, oh, it's cleared. I actually feel good today.
Okay. Yeah, well, I think the tides are tied to the moon, so it's going to be regular. What about your process, though? You said your bandmate brought bass play apart. So do you make demos of this stuff and play it for the people, or do you just play in person in the studio?
It's kind of different for every song, to be honest. But yeah, some of them we demoed out all like together, or maybe the three of us, like me and the Spencer and Sam, guitar player and drummer, demoed out a few of the tracks. But for some of these songs, I mean, really with this album, I wanted it to be more textural and orchestral. And so I was really thinking on how to achieve that, and I had some of these like orchestral parts in my head, like in the second half of the song Break My Own Heart, there's this like epic violin bit that I had that melody in my head for like over a year, you know, and then finally like it was able to come to life.
Realize. So, but these tunes like started off Woman Alone, and then, yeah, you're thinking of this is just a starting point, just a launch pad for bringing the other cats. Your mother plays piano for the orchestra up there, right?
Yeah, she plays, she's the company pianist for the San Francisco Ballet.
Yeah, yeah, so you've probably been to her gigs, right? And you've seen her part of a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One thing that really amazes me about my mom is, oh, shit.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, one thing that is super cool is that when she's not playing, you know, when the dancers don't have, like, a big specific performance that they're working on, they're, you know, just practicing. They still have to rehearse and just, you know, practice general ballet movements, I guess. And my mom plays for those rehearsals, and for hours at a time, you know, she's just told, like, a time signature or whatever to play. But the thing is that she just improvises for hours. And she has such a synergy with the dancers, and she's improvising the music. She doesn't have, like, a set of specific compositions that she has in mind. She's just making up the music as she goes for hours on end, and it fits perfectly for them for their classes. And I'm so impressed by that.
Well, you know, jazz comes out of that tradition, right? Whorehouse music and no records, no radio. So
can't yeah.
just jam and jam and jam.
Yeah.
There's something about that. It's like in the moment, right? It's living. It's not sleepwalking or connecting.
Yeah, it's just from the heart. I don't know. She's... And she's always like, oh, but you write real songs. And I'm like, yeah, but you compose things all the time. You just don't record them.
I think there's room for both traditions. You know, music.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, right.
I guess I selfishly am like, I just want to hear the stuff that she's playing, you know.
Well, maybe a little bit of it is coming out through your songwriting in a certain way. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, October 26, 2022. This is Watt Peters, a special guest, Maya. Hold tight for hour two. October 26, 2022 is the second hour of the Watt Peters Show. Pedro, shall we start off the second hour? Maya from her new album. This tune is Weird Waltz. Probably descriptive of the music. Or maybe the mood. Then we had Garrett T. Capps in Nassau County. Brand new. Happened anytime. Brand new from Brother AJ in the Netherlands. From his Bajan Boy. Proj, Cosmos Club, celebrating his youth. The Bobby Lees with Dig Your Hips. All the Mercy of Your Pop Stars. No, At the Mercy of Your Pop Stars. Fuck what. That's the Sonic Prophets, Brother Benji, North Carolina. Banyan, this is Perk, his band. In the third album, myself, Nels Klein, Willie Wellman. Perk, doing it. Mad as a Hornet. And they're Willie's song. Maya, finally, with Same Wavelength, Different Timeline, two slashes in between. So was this actually two tunes that you melded together?
Oh, no, it's just a kind of dash, dash.
So it could have been in parentheses? Is this kind of...
It could have been parentheses, but I just chose
two. This was the second version.
I like the way it looks with two dashes.
What about the number two at the end?
That
shouldn't be there. Let me fix the playlist. Okay, I didn't know. You know, you give me these songs, and then I just take them. So it was probably like the second master or something. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, people. Remember Frank Morgan and the Wizard of Oz? Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Well, he was the man behind the curtain. And what about this? Say, what kind of tune? What were you? I mean, you wrote the song. You don't have to explain it if you don't want. But
yeah, I mean that one's more rocking. I was picturing like. Well, at the beginning, there's the keyboard note that kind of we stole from Iggy Pop, and Now I Want to Be Your Dog. And he's like,
"That's actually Stooges."
Yeah.
Yeah, he never called it Iggy Pop. He always said Stooges when we did that stuff.
For sure.
And then that piano note, I think it might have been John Cale's idea.
Well, it was a great idea.
He was the producer, but I don't know for sure. I do know this. When they got signed, they didn't have any songs. Their gigs used to be just one 45-minute jam. They were first called Psychedelic Stooges and then just Stooges. And so when they got signed, it was like, well, you guys got to write songs. So when they went to New York City to make the album at the Chelsea Hotel, like some songs like on that album, like Not Right, it's actually the first time they play it is the recording. When Ig says, no, no, no. Scotty was going to go through, he kind of goes through that play because they're still learning the song. That's
wow.
And what about Weird Waltz?
Weird Waltz, there's a part in it, in the middle where it really calms down and it gets really ethereal and stuff. And in my head, I picture, there's a very clear vision of like a movie that plays in my head with it where like maybe someone's walking through the forest and they come upon like this golden shining book, and then as soon as you open this golden shining book, you notice that there's people behind you coming at you, coming for you, and you start running, and you shut it closed, and you're running, hugging the book, And then all these lasers are being shot at you, like little laser beam, like ray guns. And then it just gets really crazy because it like goes from that ethereal bit back into like super fast, you know, crazy music. Anyway, if anyone wants to help me make a music video like that, hit me up.
It's cinematic. You just need somebody to help you realize it. I might know somebody. I might be able to help you with that. Now, last hour you talked about this tune, Break My Own Heart. I might have played this one. You might have gave me an early version of this one also. So let's play it right now.
Do I break my own heart? Why?
Thank you.
Watford yeah. Pedro Show. Start off that chunk of music with Break My Own Heart, Maya, her new album. After that, something live from Organs, Irish band. Zero Ready, Bushy on the drums. Ray Shin with Sea of Voodoo. Then Loom and the Texas Homewreckers. Actually, a guy who moved to Japan. Crying in Your Sake Bottle. And, yeah, if anybody's familiar with John Wayne, because I wrote him about this, John Wayne, and this album, Texas Funeral, was done in the, I don't know, middle 80s. And it's kind of yuck-yuck, right? In fact, when I first saw Jack White, he was playing drums in a band kind of like that called Goober and the Peas.
What?
But he's still a teenager then. Head Boggle. This is East Bay, up where you are. Welcome to Orville. Something live. Head Boggle. He just gave me a bunch of tunes for projects with his buddies that I've been putting bass on. Doing the collab, trade files on the internet. And then, in the middle of the show, right? So I guess the middle of your album, Interlude. Now that one kind of self-explained, right?
Yeah. It's a little darker sounding.
So when you heard the album, did you hear it as a collection of songs or one big piece? Because Interlude seems to think like it is a big piece.
Yeah, the interlude is sort of the outro to Break My Own Heart, just an instrumental outro, and it's kind of dark, and it kind of concludes the first half of the record.
It's time to flip it over. So Break My Own Heart is, it's kind of a downer, right?
Yeah, it's a downer with a very uplifting instrumental part, the second half. So I feel like it's, I don't know, all my songs to me are both kind of melancholy but uplifting at the same time.
Well, I was going to say the human experience is kind of mixed up. It isn't all one way or the other, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because there's all kinds of, it's just the way it is, nuance and trippy things like that.
It's a good thing that we are inclined to compartmentalize, because imagine if we couldn't, it would just be like globs.
You mean like if we couldn't like subordinate some thoughts, like if they were all just as important and always assaulting us and we get nothing done, maybe be in terror?
Yeah, we'd get nothing done if we couldn't compartmentalize.
Like, I'm going to put this over here for now so I can get to this. But then, you're shutting down some of your awareness. It's kind of scary too, huh?
Yeah.
It's fraught with peril. But, you know, so is, the whole fucking enchilada, maybe.
The whole enchilada.
The whole enchilada. And I think that's kind of what the arts is for, in a way. To dread and celebrate the feeling of those kind of things.
Yeah, definitely.
To prove maybe to each other that we are alive, and this isn't just... Yeah, I remember writing a song for the Minutemen a long time ago called Life is a Rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
But I was mocking. I don't think life is a rehearsal.
No. Yeah, I mean, who knows, I guess.
I was trying to be erotic. Well, I was like, 23 years old when I wrote it. And how old were you when you wrote your first song?
My first song? I don't know. My first song that I recorded was when I was like 16. But I'm sure that I wrote little ditties. I guess my dad has like a little sheet of paper where I was like, let your heart drive. I don't know, I was like 9 or something.
That's good age, that's good. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, October 26, 2022, at Dishwap Pedro's special guest, Maya, time for hour 3. October 26, 2022, it's the third hour of the Pedro Show.
Thank you.
time it takes to figure it out. Take a walk on a cloudy day. Rest your troubled mind when I wake up.
For Pedro, she'll start off the third hour with turn the page over a lot. Empathetic ears. You know, I always was taught empathy is better than sympathy, because sympathy, you're feeling sorry for somebody, and empathy, you're actually sharing that person's sit.
Totally.
Oh, you agree? Okay. Yeah, sympathy is almost like patting somebody on the fucking head, right? It's kind of a
Yeah.
Patronizing. Yeah.
And empathetic. Yeah, it can be kind of backhanded vibe.
Right. And empathetic, you know, walk a mile in somebody's shoes, because then you'll be a mile away, you can steal the shoes. No. That's bad ways.
But sometimes if we're like, you know, naturally a very empathetic person, it can be kind of overwhelming, because it's like not like on an individual basis just with your friends. You could like feel, you know, all the energy of kind of everyone and around you, like in a public setting or whatever.
Yeah. Well, saying to me this title, generous with the time.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
beautiful. XV after that, Lights in the Woods, Shiver Board with I Just Looked the Other Way, Stefano Palia, my Sonia de Marinaio bandmate over in Bologna, with Area Part 2. Part 1 was last episode. And then finally Maya, Breeze Through My Life.
Mm-hmm.
Breeze through, like, you want to
explain? Like,
You want to explain?
Yeah. When people breeze through our life, it's like they make it easier. You know, they lift some weight from our life. They breeze through our life. And
oh, this ain't you. You're talking about other cats.
Yeah.
So they breeze through your life. Oh, yeah, okay. Because it sounds like, you know, yeah, okay. Hey, how was them gigs with Deerhoof?
Oh, man, so fun. Yeah, we just got back 2 days ago. And, I mean, they're one of me and my bandmates' favorite bands of all time. And it was our second time, like, doing a little tour with them. And they're just incredible. Like, them, all their individual contributions, and then, like, the synergy between them as bandmates. And they're so eclectic and experimental and innovative and expressive. And, yeah.
So they're like role models. But let's talk about your bandmates. Now, when I played with you, shared a stage, it was the Revolution. Hell yeah. Then I played with you again at the chapel, and some cats were changed. So are there people changed from that band even?
Yeah, it's been, it's the same drummer, Sam Jones, but,
Yeah, I remember Sam.
Yeah, but, our original guitar player, Spencer.
Oh, that cat, he had, the tiny amp.
Yeah, the tiny amp.
Remember that? It was like on a stool. I mean, people, this amp was like 8 inches square. A lunch pail. And it was loud.
Yeah, it was a powerful amp. But yeah, he quit the band to pursue his other musical pursuits. He has a really great band called Juice Bumps that he plays synth in. And that's been his main focus. But on this tour, he actually joined us on bass and on keys for one of the shows. So he's, like, still bopping around. But once he quit, I decided to change the band name to just my name, because it just wasn't the same without him. But, yeah, I have a great new guitar player, Jason Ceramelli. My friend Sivan joined us on electric violin for this run. And our friend Adam Wilson played bass. Anyway, it's a revolving cast.
Yeah. And Deerhoof was that way for a while. And then, but they've been real stable with this quartet.
Yeah.
And I got to record once with John Dietrich, an album, the Hand of Man band, an incredible musician. And I got to make an album with Greg Sarnier and Nils Klein. Nick Reinhardt, Big Walnuts Yonder, named after Richard Meltzer. And Greg Sarnier, incredible, a beautiful drummer man, but just music man. How'd that connect happen? You said it's the second time you've toured with
him. Yeah. Years ago, my friend Cole Palm, who had this band in San Francisco way back in the day called Factrix, he wanted me to sing and play bass on a couple songs on his album, and so I did that. And then it turned out Greg was mixing it or mastering it, and so he just heard my voice and he didn't know who I was and asked Cole. And then I guess Greg checked out my music, and then one day I got a Facebook message out of the blue just being like, hey, my name's Greg. I have this band, Deerhoof. Do you want to come on tour with us?
And see, people, sometimes fake look could do some good shit.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. But, yeah, beautiful man and very generous and open. And he's, I think, living back in the city, right? He was living in SoCal for a little bit. And I think
he's
back
up
your way.
They all live in such vastly different places. But, yeah, Greg's living in Tucson.
Oh, that's right. That's where he is. That's where he is. And then I think John's still, well, he was in Albuquerque. He's in Minneapolis now?
Yeah, he just moved to Minneapolis.
Okay.
And
Ed's
really,
the one
really
still
up to date.
Yeah, Ed's in the city still. Okay, or maybe Oaktown.
Ed's in Portland, I believe.
Oh, wow. Okay. They are spread out.
Sun shines on you, but you're grieving now. All the divisiveness, there's an endless list of trouble on your weary mind. You understand, you did the best that you can. You still have regret for what you didn't know then, but you know now. Defeat to the
I got nothing in my backpack, and that's that.
For Pedro Show, last music for this edition. Maya with another day gone by. And part one of part two, this is Model Home. DC era band, great, great band. And this is June 8th, 2022. They live at the White Hotel in England. remember the name of the town, but I love it big time. And then Mild Universe with Little People, Live at the Complex. Now this, People, the new album by Maya ends with Another Day Gone By. So this last tune I played was Maya playing bass with Mild Universe, right? Because sometimes you take turns. Sometimes it's your band, sometimes you help other bands, right?
And you know, it's funny, I haven't even heard what you just played of Mild Universe. I've not heard it.
It was Live at the Complex.
Yeah, no, I know. It's just something that we recorded, but then I never listened to.
It happens. You did good. You did good. You didn't stake it up. Don't worry. You helped. You aided and abetted. And so what's next for you?
Coming up next, right now I'm trying to resolve a issue that happened that is kind of amusing, but I got a bunch of CDs printed as I'm awaiting my very first vinyl ever of Infinite Possible Futures, but the CDs that I sold on the first night of the tour, later I learned that all of the music on them is not my music. The company printed someone else's music.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's like some like death metal band.
A terrible prank. No, it's probably a fuck up, a mistake.
Yeah, but it's kind of funny just because it's so different, you know. But
you know what happened to Jella Biafra? But I think they did it on purpose. That Plainfield band. Yeah, they put it on the cover and shit. They put their music on it. Where can people find you on the internet?
They could on Spotify, Bandcamp.
But there's no Maya website.
No, but you know, I'm all over Instagram, Facebook, Bandcamp, Spotify.
All the corporate things. Yeah.
All the corporate things.
Yeah, but one day you're going to get your own website because that's like having your own fanzine. And then you can staple up your flyers on those commercial telephone poles. I'm so glad you made this album. I think you did real good. And thank you, big thanks for all the cats that helped you, including Mr. Sarnier. And I can't wait till you get play here in SoCal so I get to see it live.
Oh, man. Yeah, that'd be super fun.
Okay.
I just saw Nick, who was drumming with you when we last played with you at the chapel.
He helped me for one tour. I went to the high school with his father. He's 7 months short of 40 years younger than me.
Yeah, he's so cool. I just saw him play at Desert Days with Frankie and the Witch Fingers.
Yeah. That's who he's with these days. But he was 22 when I took him on that tour because Raul couldn't go. And we were 22. We were a Minuteman. Big man. That's what I call him. Thanks so much for being on the show. You get something else new, please come back on.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike.
Absolute. Every time, anytime. Maya, thank you. Спасибо.
Okay.
People, it's been October 26, 2022 edition of Hot Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.